This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. It's been a little while. Last time he was on the show was back in 2021 of August, and I'm talking about Nerds On Site. They trade up there on the CSE under the ticker symbol NERD.CN. They trade down here on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol NOSUF. Now, this is my personal opinion, and I'm entitled to it. The revenues were around $9.6 million for the fiscal year. Their market caps are trading around $6 to $7 million. Stock price down here on the OTC markets around 4 to 4.5 cents. Grossly undervalued. I fear fair value for this company is around 50 cents or north of that. With us today is the CEO, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Charlie Reagan. Charlie, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. I really like that introduction, especially the last part with the valuation.
You're working very, I appreciate that, Charlie. You know, you're working very hard, and you guys are in the security business. So if you would briefly give my new listeners an about statement of what you guys do and how you make your money.
Sure. We're focused, as tech is today, on cyber criminals and eliminating their ability to steal your property. And in enterprise dynamic, we all know the data that your enterprise has is by far your most liquid asset. It's pure gold. Our job is to prevent any criminal from taking it. We refer to it as sovereignty with your data. And our focus, of course, is zero trust. So we have a number of feet on the street across Canada and the States. We work through third parties to make certain we're able to cover off all American states now. And we're excited about our M&A activity, which is going to drive a very large and public presence in America before too long.
Well, let's get on with the Q&A today. I got a couple questions for you, and I think my listeners would like to know a little bit. Cybersecurity offering SME Edge. What makes your company so different and so better? Because there's a lot of companies in this space.
You're right. There are many. And our belief has always been that no one deserves your stuff, access to it, or to be able to steal it. So we've got a patented process in our software offering in our SME Edge, which is sits on the very edge of companies' networks from SOHO through to SME and enterprise level. This prevents any data from dripping. That means no one is able to get anything out of your system. With an SME Edge in place with its patented Atom Don't Talk to Strangers, it looks on the cyber criminal control board like your entire network just went off, just went dead. And so that prevents anybody getting your stuff unless you decide you want to give them access. So we're very proud of it. We've got to, it's been in development now for, well, actually closing in on 8 years. We've got about 3 million devices behind it, and we, I'm touching wood as I say this, but we have had zero incidents of malware intrusion with phishing, and we've had zero incident, ransomware incidents as well.
Let me ask you this. You know, inflation's been running rapid. Are you guys raising your prices over there?
We have. We went with a, you know, a service fee increase, but not very much. We don't charge by the hour. We only charge by the solution. So we did go across the board where our nerds are sometimes hesitant to raise prices. As we all know, there's a reluctance, which I respect. I understand. We treat every single one of our players, every single one of our contractors as CEOs, capability expansion orchestrators of their own enterprise under the brand umbrella of Nerds On Site with all its protection and all its servicing offerings. But we are dealing with it. We're hoping that we're talking about the plateauing right now of inflation so that we can get things on an even keel once again.
You know, as I mentioned earlier in the show, last time you were on the show was back in August of 2021, which I find that hard to believe. But at that time, you and I were talking about basically you were inclusive just up there in Canada. Now you're starting to really penetrate down here in the States. That being said, bring us up to speed on your national partner relationship. How's that going? Where are we at in the process? And what do you think that's going to do for your company for the next, say, 2 to 3 quarters?
Well, we've been working with a central control team of ours on setting up these relationships. And so far, we've got a handful, BuzzTime, Intuitive, Viatech, Stonetail. We do a good deal of work with those industries, not just with them, but with their clients as well. And the latest one that we just took on board is Goodwin Law. They're a firm that's stretched across 44 states and about 1,800 plus lawyers. And we're working with all their lawyers, many of them, of course, because of the change in the business dynamic. Much is done remote. So we're providing services for all remote lawyers and even some of their offices where they don't have a solid tech supplier for themselves. So we're expecting that we're going to be growing. It's been growing slowly, but it's starting to become material, and we're expecting it's going to continue to grow.
There's a lot of companies that held off last year on M&A, ranging from the Russell 2000 to the Fortune 500. Where are you guys at in that process, and do you think you'll do anything in 2023?
There's no question we will in 2023. We have been in the process of assessing about a half a dozen targets for acquisition, and we did finalize on one about 18 plus months ago. We've been working on the due diligence process with them. It's a sizable private firm, and as you know, there's many hurdles to deal with on the accounting and the financial side when it comes to public markets. So it's been it's been a steady process, and we're coming close to what we believe to be the finish line. But we're very excited. It will give us a much stronger American footprint, in fact, considerably stronger. And it will also open up a new vertical that we have a little bit of presence in, but this operation is highly focused in this one major vertical. So we're looking...
Can you give my audience and my listeners maybe some projections of what kind of revenues we're talking about?
Well, it's a firm that's doing approximately double what we are.
Wow!
So we're talking
in the millions.
We're talking in the millions. Yes, we are.
Okay, well, that's exciting. I mean, like we just said earlier in the show, you're doing about $9.6 million a year in revenue. So my guest today is the CEO of Nerds On Site, Charlie Reagan. And he's come on the show to bring us an update on there. The stock trades on the CSE under the ticker symbol NERD.CN. Also trades on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol NOSUF. Charlie, I'm going to give you the last word. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
I'm going right back to your opening and introduction. We do know that the valuation is, for a number of reasons, I'm sure some of them are solid, undervalued dramatically. But we are looking forward to changing that in a sizable manner in 2023. So as excited as you might be, I'm still the largest shareholder in the firm, and I'm far more excited.
Well, I really do appreciate you coming on the show. You know, I've been watching your company over the years, and I just think that 2023 is going to be a breakout year for you guys. And only thing I ask is I don't have to wait another year and a half for you to come back on the show. I want you to come back every 40 or 50 days and give my listeners an update of what's going on with the company.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds good, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks. Take care. Talk soon. Bye now.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.